Hello and welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Los Angeles is home to some of contemporary pop music's most accomplished writers and players. And for 2 years, it's been home to Bo Runge. In fact, for 6 months of that 2 years, the former Stellar singer was recording her debut solo album right here with the help of a few of those accomplished writers and players. She's back home now, and in fact, she is right here. Hello, Bo.
Hello.
Now, you recorded this album in LA, which I guess was a kind of obvious thing to do, seeing as you're actually living there. How did you make that decision to relocate and why?
I guess because I'm signed to a publishing company, a music publishing company in LA, and they've been wanting me to go over and write again. So for them, and just meet other writers that they have relationships with. So it just made sense for me to make the album there too. And it's just an exciting city, you know. So I love it there.
How different is it having a publishing company driving your business rather than doing a deal with a record company?
It's funny. It's like two. It's a different thing. I think publishing has helped so many bands. It's like they support that creative kind of process that you would do, you know. And my publisher, Kenny, he's just so supportive of me, you know. It's kind of different. It's a different sort of business, I guess. You know, they're always trying to link me with different people, and a recording company is different.
They just want to see the CD, do they?
They'd like to know when that's going to turn up or anything. And you know, it's just, yeah, it's a totally different thing.
Because I was going to say, the last Stellar album, because this is your first debut, this is your debut solo album.
I know.
The last Stellar album must have been quite a while ago now. So, I mean,
it was a while ago. It was like 4 years ago or something, five years ago.
So that's a long time to be, to stretch out. In the meantime, you've done your jewellery.
Yes, the jewellery, yes.
Yeah. How else have you sort of kept afloat in that time?
Good question. Well, publishing is a big one. You know, you basically, a lot of people, it's hard because you do live shows, which is an expensive operation to sort of go take a rig through the country or whatever. And as you know, New Zealand's not such a big country to tour, and you can pretty much have it over and done with in a week or so. No, depending on where you go. But basically, my publishing has kept me going through my songwriting and the odd occasional live show and things like that.
So for people that don't necessarily understand what publishing is, because there'll be a lot of people out there, I mean, publishing is basically the rights to the money that you get paid for your songwriting rather than the songs themselves. And so this is what, being used in commercials,
being used in movies, and the thing is with that's what keeps musicians afloat if they are signed to a publishing company. And I'm signed to Chrysalis, which is a smaller sort of independent company from the big majors.
Yeah.
And so the relationship would be different, I imagine, if you're signed to a big major company. That's more pressure, I guess. But they have been amazing. And the things with publishing, it's like they, for example, in my situation, I can be in LA, they're paying for me to be there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like before in the past, I would get an advance of money to be able to live, to write songs, to do, you know.
Yeah.
It's,
so where does the money, I mean,
that my sugar daddy?
I guess where I'm asking is where does the money come from? I mean, how do the publishing companies make the money so that they can give you the money?
They, with the licensing, say through a commercial or a movie or radio play, or what happens is you share that income with them.
Are they often just taking a punt? You know, they're giving you money.
They've always taken a punt on me, yeah. You know. I definitely haven't been as successful as lots of other writers that I know. You know, they're just waiting for something to happen. So it's that kind of break. And
I suppose to that end, I mean, for this album, they put you in touch with, so you can work with quite accomplished songwriters.
Very accomplished songwriters.
What did you get from them? Do they have some sort of special sauce? You know, those people who've written big hit songs? What was it like working with them?
I wrote with a writer who wasn't actually signed to them. She's like a different writer, and she has written for people like Christina Aguilera and like big names. So that has kept her living going, you know. And everyone approaches songwriting differently. So you break out of your own pattern of writing. So you're sort of taking on their skills and their rhyme structure or whatever, or you compromise. It's a really interesting process because you may only have like a day to work with someone.
Oh, well, that's short.
Yeah,
wow.
You turn up, you may not even have met them before. So you turn up and you go, oh, yeah, what have you got? Have you got anything? Do you want to do anything? And they might have a little thing that they might think might be fun to work with, but it's a real, yeah.
I suppose there's a chance you just might completely not get on with someone. Has that happened to you?
That's happened to me twice.
Yeah.
And that was because that was initially the very first time I moved to LA and lived there for 6 months. It was a guy who'd written for, you know, he'd written for like Ricky Martin, great sort of commercial pop writer, but he was going through a divorce at that time and he wasn't very happy. So it was a really, he just wasn't happy. So we couldn't find a point because he wasn't happy, you know, and I didn't know. It was a really new thing for me to sort of go into a room with someone I didn't know, and he just
was he coming happy. Up with some pretty bleak songs?
No, he was just negative with so many things because of where he was in his life, you know. And I had to go back to my publisher and say, please don't send me there again because it's really depressing. And he goes, no, I understand.
Well, so, but obviously, yeah. What you come out with are your songs and they're the ones you recorded. What were you drawing on for those songs? Was it about the new environment you're in?
Yeah, a lot of it's about the environment, I think, and that's all I can really take it from, and the situation that I might be in. Like, living in LA, I'm quite isolated from my... I'm very isolated from my family, you know. I talk to them and everything, and I was lucky enough to have my sister, you know, Beck, come and stay with me for a little while, and she was doing writing over there as well, so that was really fun. And when she left, I was like, alone again.
And now you're Auntie Bo as well, aren't
you? Yeah, my auntie. Well, she had her bubba there at that time, right. So I had a little, we had a runga cluster, you know, going on. It was nice.
And when the album's called Right Here, so when you say Right Here, what are you thinking of? Are you thinking of LA, are you thinking of New Zealand?
I'm thinking of I'm actually more wherever you are.
Yep.
You know, the space you're in right then, not just a physical thing, just a thing. Clever, huh?
Yeah. So many levels. So you got the jewellery going off. I understand there might be a few other things in the pipeline.
Oh my
which
goodness,
you probably
that's
can't
why
talk
I'm
about.
A little. I can actually. I said, oh look, I'm really running so late. Please, can I say something? And she said, yes, you can. I'm actually doing t-shirts and singlets and possibly t-shirt dresses for Storm, which is a label that stocks my jewellery at the moment.
Yep.
So we're just like, we're having a, you know, we've just come up with this idea and I'm just so excited about it because that's my main staple of what I wear.
So look out for the Bowronga fashion line very soon. You heard it here first on Public Address
you
Radio.
You did, actually.
You have got a plane to catch, so we won't hold you up, but you are going to play a song for us, understand. What do you want to play?
So I'm going to play something called Evelyn.
Great.
Very good. It's off the new record. So.
It is indeed. Take it away.
Sweet. Evelyn, what a fine old mess we're in. Gotta learn to stop listening for good. Evelyn, you got me convinced again that playful gossip don't hurt. But out in the daylight, it's a harsh lie to get. If you don't, it's a sin. I give up, you'll always win. My Evelyn, my Evelyn, my Evelyn, my Evelyn, Evelyn. We've gathered the evidence, I know havoc's a consequence of you. Evelyn, you got me convinced again. It's crazy how I defend you. But once bitten, twice shy of something I never learned. The lie to me listen, even though I know you're bad for me. Oh, Evelyn, carefully, you have to play with my devotion. If you don't, it's a sin. I'm a fool to worship you, my Evelyn. Now why can't I ever forget you? When I know this is wrong, with your charms and easy persuasion, I'm disarmed and captured by you. Lie to me, I listen even though I know you're bad for me. Oh, Evelyn, carefully, you have to play with my devotion. If you don't, it's a sin. I give up, you'll always win, my Evelyn. My Evelyn. My Evelyn.
That's Evelyn, the new single off Bo Runger's debut solo album, Right Here. And with that, that is our show for this week. If you want to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
I've been Damien Christie. Thank you to New Zealand On Air.